Hey, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. Have an outstanding week. Don Mattingly against his former team. Wild success so far this season. And Jose Urania helped that mark even further yesterday afternoon. With Sunday's Rewind, here's Gaff.
Well, for the Marlins, it was a happy Jose day. Just maybe not the Jose you were expecting. How about Jose Urania this afternoon? 8 2/3 innings of four-hit shutout ball. Marlins beat the Dodgers 3-0 to win this series, 2 games out of 3. And Jose Urania getting the start for the Marlins this afternoon, his 18th major league start over the last 2 years. He was matched up with Kenta Maeda, 14-8, in a terrific first season as a member of the Dodgers. And both starting pitchers were rolling along early. This game was scoreless, and both pitchers had faced the minimum through the first 3.5 innings. But in the bottom of the fourth, the Marlins came to life against Maeda after D. Gordon struck out to begin the inning. Marlins got back-to-back singles from Ichiro and Martin Prado. 2 on, 1 out for Christian Yelich. The 3-2 to Yelich. Swinging a line drive left center field. Going to get down for a base hit. Ichiro around third. It's cut off by Ethier. Throw comes into second base. Prado to third on an RBI single by Christian Yelich. The Marlins draw first blood. They grab a 1-0 lead in the fourth. For Yelich, his team-leading 88th run batted into the season. First and third, still one out. Up step Justin Bour. The 1-0, and Bour hits one in the air, right center. Back goes Reddick, racing back onto the warning track. He makes the running catch in front of the Ford sign. Runner tags from third, though. Prado's going to score. A sacrifice fly for Bour to make it 2-0 Miami. Marlins followed with a couple of infield hits, Real Muto and Dietrich, but they wound up leaving the bases loaded when Echevarria flew out to left. It was a two-run fourth for Miami, a five-hit inning against a pitcher, Kenta Maeda, who coming into today had not allowed more than 7 hits in any of his 27 big league starts. 2-0 Miami into the fifth. Urania was perfect through the first 4 2/3 before Jock Peterson singled with 2 outs in the fifth inning, but Andre Ethier a fly ball to center, and Urania was out of the fifth. In the sixth, the 1-2-3 inning for Jose. To the bottom of the sixth, Marlins up 2-0. Martin Prado leadoff single, and up stepped Christian Yelich.
Here's the 0-2, and a line drive to right, sinking. It drops in front of Reddick. He knocks it down, but bobbles, and headed to third base is Prado. Throw to third is past the third baseman, and up against the wall and out of the camera well. They're going to point Prado home to score. It's 3-0 Marlins. Wow.
A single for Yelich. 2 errors on the play. 1 charge to the right fielder Reddick on the bobble. The other charge to the shortstop, Seager, on the throw to third base. So an unearned run made it 3-0 Miami at the end of six. In the seventh, Urania got the first man, Josh Reddick, to ground his shortstop. Boy, he was so efficient. Threw 6 innings on a total of only 65 pitches. He got Reddick to begin the seventh. But then, after allowing 1 hit all afternoon, he gave up back-to-back singles to Corey Seager and Adrian Gonzalez. So suddenly, 2 on with 1 out. The Dodgers had the tying man coming up in the seventh, Yasmani Grandal. 2-2, pulled to second base. D has it to second. That's 1. Etch back to first. That's 2. And Urania's out of the inning. He allowed back-to-back one-out singles, but the 4-6-3 double play gets him out of the bind. Urania has a 3-hit shutout through 7. And he was through 7 on 79 pitches. That double play to escape the mess. Our move of the game brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. In the eighth inning, Jose Urania. How about sitting down the side? 1-2-3. Peterson a ground ball to third. Ethier a ground ball to second. Kendrick a fly ball to right. So we wondered, at 95 pitches through 8, would Urania get a chance to finish this one off? Marlins had not had a complete game in their last 408 games. You got to go all the way back to June 3rd, 2014, a 1-0 Henderson Alvarez win here against the Rays to find the last Marlins complete game. Well, Urania got a shot in the ninth. He got the first man, pincher to Andrew Tolles, to fly to left. He got the next man, Chase Sutley, and a ground ball to first. Urania was 1 out away from a complete game shutout when Josh Reddick singled through the left side. So with a 3-run lead, 1 on, 2 outs, Don Mattingly decided, I'm going to take Urania out 1 batter too soon rather than 1 batter too late. He brought A.J. Ramosan, who Urania pulled after 108 pitches, a career high, 71 strikes. And with the tying man in the on-deck circle, A.J. tried to slam the door in the ninth facing Corey Seager.
He comes set, delivers the pitch, and a ball chopped to the right side. This should do it. Gordon has it, throws to first, and the Marlins have shut the Dodgers out on a four-hitter. Jose Urania led the way, and this day belongs to him. And the finish belongs to A.J. Ramos. The Marlins take this three-game series from the Dodgers, 2-1, and head out on the road a happy team. 3-0 Marlins.
For the Marlins, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 6 men left. For the Dodgers, no runs, 4 hits. They made a pair of miscues and stranded 3 in the ballgame. Jose Urania, the winning pitcher, 4-6, 8 2/3 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. 108 pitches, 71 strikes for Urania. First start in his career where he didn't allow a single run. Certainly the longest start of his career and his 4th career victory as a big league starter. Kenta Maeda, the loser, 14-9. He allowed a career high 8 hits, gave up 3 runs, 2 earned in 6 innings with a walk and 3 Ks. Maeda, 93 pitches, 63 of which were strikes. And A.J. Ramos got the final out for his career-best 34th save of the season. Time of the game, a brisk 2 hours, 26 minutes. And a crowd of 20,188 goes home happy as Jose Urania pitches the Marlins past the Dodgers 3-0. The Marlins finish the homestand 3-3. They drop 2-3 to the Phillies. They win 2-3 from the NL West leading Dodgers. Miami 71-72 on the season now, 36-35 at home. Marlins last year won 71 games. They finished 71-91. This year they win their 71st in game 143. 71 up, 72 down, so they are well ahead of last year's pace in terms of victories. The Marlins finished the year 6-1 against the Dodgers, their best ever winning percentage in a full season against Los Angeles. Marlins had previously gone 7-2 against the Dodgers in 1999, and they did it today as they've done it all season long against LA on the strength of the pitching staff. The Dodgers, in the 7 head-to-head matchups, scored a total of 14 runs, and they hit 188 as a team.
And to that point, today's Fish Family bonus code is shutout as the Marlins take care of the Dodgers in the final game. Don Mattingly talked about the team starting pitching in the 3 against Los Angeles.
I mean, we threw the ball well against these guys. Honestly, they had the 4 quickies on us in the middle game, but other than that, I thought we threw the ball well. You got to get the ball to certain spots since they're no different than any other team. You just got to get them there. And if you get the ball to your areas, then you're going to get your outs. The trouble comes when you start missing areas, missing spots, and getting the ball in the wrong area.
Tonight's Marlins radio broadcast comes your way at 6:40 with Kyle Seeloff's Marlins on deck. Dave and Glenn have the live play-by-play at 7:10 from Turner Field as the Marlins play their final 3 games at the TED. Listen along with us at MLB.com. Download the MLB at Bat app. If you're in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, tune your radios to 9:40 a.m. and listen along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.